This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the next great Broadway show coming at the Croswell Opera House, which is Gypsy. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to welcome into the program to talk more about that is Julia Hofford. And Julia, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
As well as Jared Hofford.
Nice to be here.
And I take it.
We might be connected.
We might be connected. Yeah, I kind of thought so. Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for doing it.
This is Gypsy, and we're going to talk about the show a little bit. But tell us a little bit about some of your experience that you've had at the Croswell, Julia.
Oh, gosh. Well, the Croswell for us started quite a while ago when we first moved back from New York City to Michigan. Jared began actually in 2014. And that was our first sort of foray as a family into the Croswell. Since then, he and I have been in various productions, both with each other, without each other. And most recently, we were both on the stage for Parade. And
yes.
So we played Governor and Sally Slayton in Parade.
Okay. All right. So anything further to add to your background there, Jared?
Oh, like I said, in 2014, the first show I did at Croswell was Catch Me If You Can, way back when. And I think I've done at least one show a year there since, with the exception of 1 year where I had conflicts in the summer, so I couldn't. But yeah. It's really become a nice theatrical home for us and our daughter, who has joined us on stage as well in some productions with and without us.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really good place as an actor to work and express ourselves. So,
plus being a beautiful location.
Oh,
yes, absolutely.
It's just gorgeous, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
It always surprises people who are not from the area when they come to the Croswell to see the space, to see the actual location and everything about it. It's just really special.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, I think it really changes people's mind about maybe what they're going to expect at a theater like the Croswell in Adrian. And you think, wow, you know, there's, you know, a small town and everything. But it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous building. Well, let's talk a little bit about Gypsy. And for those who may not be familiar with what the show is all about, Julia, Jared, Julia, you want to kind of talk a little bit about
that? Let's talk about Gypsy. So I think if we were to really sort of set the stage about Gypsy, it's probably one of the most revered musical theater pieces in the canon.
Yeah.
It's really seen by many who study and do musical theater as truly being one of the best written and most beloved. So the actual story follows a mother and her two children who are really trying to make it in vaudeville on the Orpheum circuit. And there are a lot of complicated relationships throughout that entire experience. I don't want to give away everything, but it is really a story of resilience, grit, determination, and what happens when you are really hyper-focused on one goal and one goal only.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am so lucky to play the character of Mama Rose, who is really a driving force behind a lot of what happens in this show in terms of the choices that she makes and the way that her character interacts with her daughters, with all of the people that are part of this production. It's really fascinating, and it's just a really beautifully done show.
So, Jared, the character that you portray?
I am playing Herbie, who in this story is the romantic opposite to Mama Rose. There was no typecasting here.
None at all.
But, and it's a very, again, without giving anything away, the trek that Herbie goes on when he ends up joining Rose and her daughters on basically becoming their agent on the vaudeville circuit, and then their relationship and how that pans out. Again, I don't want to give away for people who don't know what happens to Herbie and Rose in Act Two. It's just a wonderful journey to get there, and mm-hmm. there's some really wonderful, as an actor, there's some wonderful meat in some of these scenes just to chew on and work with. And I am very proud of and happy to be able to do it with Julia. So it's it adds another level to what we're doing on there.
Well, was there anything in particular you had to work on to portray this character then, Jared?
It's an interesting journey. The last scene that Herbie's in is can be a tough one.
Yeah.
And so working on doing that with my real life wife is can be challenging. But again, I think it adds another layer to what we will be presenting on that stage, and the storytelling that we will be giving to the audiences that come and see it.
Okay, from Julia, for you, anything you had to work on in order to bring this character to life?
Oh, absolutely. So this character for women in musical theater and this particular role is one of the beasts, and she requires a very large range, both acting, but also singing. So ironically, I had maybe, I don't know, like a year or so ago, started to think, it's probably time to just start looking at Mama. It's just probably time to start studying Mama. And I'm very glad I did, because it takes a lot of time to really get the songs into your voice, get that really ready to go, and then also to take the really vulnerable and difficult journey that she does throughout the show. You know, it's a beautiful musical. People are going to recognize a lot of the songs that are in it. But the outcome is something that is not a neatly tied up bow. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, everybody wins in the end. It's complicated and it's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, I was going to mention you kind of nice lead in about the music that there's going to be songs that people are going to recognize.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, for example, I got Let Me Entertain You.
Oh, absolutely.
That's one of them. And Everything's Coming Up, Roses is another. You got to get a gimmick. So, I mean, you know, that it's going to be songs that they're going to recognize in the show if they're not familiar with the show, too. So, I mean, it's going to be just a really nice adventure to be able to see the both of you go through.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it'll be fun, I think, for those who don't know the show but know the songs to come in and to actually see how the show is crafted and created around those songs, and that those songs that we love and know without knowing the show are going to make even more sense and be even more rich to the people hearing them.
Now, the costume's got to be pretty awesome, too, right?
It's all coming together.
It is.
It is a period piece, if you think about it, the vaudeville. We're starting to see some things coming through, and there's some nice things popping up in the dressing rooms that we have to try on and see if it works. And I know, especially for
Emma,
Emma was playing Louise, who's one of the daughters. What we should say also, Louise, this is based on a true story, Gypsy Rose Lee.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, so Louise, who is Gypsy. Has some wonderful costumes. I know we've got somebody specifically working on the costumes for the ladies who will be singing Got to Get a Gimmick. So those should be – can't wait to see those.
I know. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
So, yeah, it's and I'm seeing what my suits show up and look like. So it'll be fun.
Big cast in this, isn't it?
I would call this like a solid medium-sized cast.
Okay.
It'll feel big and it'll sound big in part because of how it's orchestrated. You're going to have that really classic, you know, musical theater, lots of brass kind of in the orchestras, and it has that old theater sound. Mm-hmm. Cast-wise, though, I would call it medium. It's busy.
Yeah. But certainly something that a lot of people can come and just enjoy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Classic piece of American musical theater.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is that even though if you are familiar with the story and you've seen it before, come and see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be with this great cast that you're going to be performing with, and great music, and the costuming and the setting is going to be just magnificent there at the Croswell.
Absolutely.
So come and see, right?
Absolutely.
Come and see and experience it, both because it is a wonderful show, but also it's a wonderful theater and a wonderful place to be. You know, it's not just about us doing it on stage. It's about Farvers. It's about being in and around this incredible space with people that have really taken incredible care of a wonderful theater.
And what the community has done in order to be able to support the Croswell and to bring it kind of back to its beauty once again, and a nice showpiece here for Lenawee County, for sure. Yeah. Well, this is going to be starting with the running. The dates are going to be, if I can read here, that opening up on June 12th.
Correct.
Okay, and it's going to be running through June 21st.
That's correct.
Indeed.
Okay, definitely. Get your tickets now. And the thing that I know that the Croswell also wants to make sure that we mention is that make sure you get your tickets directly through the Croswell, right?
No yeah. third-party sites. Go yeah. right to croswell.org and go through their site directly.
Yeah. Or give them a call directly. The number goes right to the ticket booth. And those are the only people you really should get the tickets from. There are scammers everywhere. So go yep. directly to Croswell.
Yep, absolutely. And enjoy a great, great show.
Thank you.
And, you know, hey, this is great. I'm so glad to be able to talk with you about the show. And it sounds very exciting and fun, too, at the same time, as well as going through the journey of the characters that you're portraying as well. So, Julie and Jared Hofford, thank you so much for being on the program with me.
Thank you for having us.
This is great.
Again, this is Gypsy at the Croswell Opera House. And again, croswell.org, the only place to get your tickets, or call the box office, 264-SHOW. Is a number to call. All right, Jared and Julia, thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.